Okay, Nazir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud, 2:10, and really this Mishnah is a straight continuation of the previous. If a person said, Hareni Nazir Likshali Ven, first of all, I'll be a Nazir when I have a son born to me. And the Nazir Me'ayom, I also take a second independent commitment to do 100 days of Nazirus. Okay, this is the example I gave in the previous. Now, this is the actual Mishnah here. So then, if he starts observing his Nazirus 100 days right away, and then says the Mishnah, no lo ven ad shivim, within the first 70 days of that, he has a son born to him. So then, lo hefsid klum, he doesn't lose anything. What does that mean? That means, let's say, for example, after day, as I said in the example before, in the previous recording, the previous Mishnah, if a person has 60 days into his 100-day Naziris, he has a son born to him, he pauses for that 60-day Naziris on his way to 100, he puts that on pause. He has 30 days Naziris for the sake of a son being born. He then shaves his hair, brings korbanos for a son being born, Naziris. Then he had 40 days left of his 100 to go. He does those 40 days. He's mashlim. And then he does a second haircutting and the second set of korbanos. So for a total of 60 plus 30 plus 40 is back to 130. His original commitment was 100 days Naziris plus the 30-day standard amount for his son being born. So therefore, lo hifsid klum, says the Mishnah, he doesn't lose anything, meaning he doesn't do any extra days. But la'achar shivim, if that child is born more than 70 days into his 100-day commitment, which means, I'll put it in different words, within 30 days of the end of the commitment. So then we're back to the kind of the case of the previous Mishnah, which is, even though it's true he would only need to do a total of 100 days Naziris, and he could pause in the middle for the sake of this, the Naziris for a son being born. But at the end, he anyways needs 30 days of hair growth. So if the child is born within 30 days of the end, he'll have to add extra days to the end just to have the hair he needs to do the shaving that's required to end his Naziris process. So therefore it says, La'achar shivim, if it's more than 70 days into his 100 days when the child is born, meaning less than 30 days to go, then so sir shivim, then the 70, we have some lost. According to Rambam and the Bartunura, what's happening here is everything past 70 is lost. Since anyways you need to have a hair cutting that has 30 days worth of hair growth, so that being the case, so if the child is born, let's say after 80 days of his 100 day thing, so then he puts that on pause after 80, he does 30 days for his child being born, then he can't just do 20 more days because that's not enough hair growth, he'll have to do a total of 30 days, so he has an extra 10 days, which is the same as the extra amount that the child was born, day 80, from when his 70 days were up in the last 10 days, the extra 10 days. So in that case, he would have 80 days of Naziris out of his 100, then he puts it on pause, then 30 days Naziris for a son being born, bringing to 110 days, then he does a shaving and a korbanos, then he needs to do, anyway, it's 30 more days getting to the hair, so it'll be another 30 to the 110, for a total of 140, an extra 10 days, and then he does a hair cutting and korbanos again. Okay, that's the Bartanur learns, like the Rambam, and that's that. Straightforward. Okay, now before I end the recording, I just want to say that ostensibly for Ashkenaz, Malach would follow the Rosh, Tosvos, who learn fundamentally differently. They learn, and really this applies back to the previous Mishnah as well as this one, that it's if you have two overlapping Naziruses like we had in these past two Mishnayos, so then when you finish the first one, you do not need to cut your hair. You do not need to bring Karbanos. You just then pick up the second one, and then at the end you'll do one hair cutting and one set of korbanos for both of the Naziruses. So that being the case, that's the fundamental difference. So that being the case, it looks very different. And more than that, they learn that assuming that the second commitment is totally subsumed in, it's totally included in, it totally overlaps with the first commitment, so then you can actually do a two for one. So that means, while the Bartanura and the Rambam learn that if you take a commitment to be a Nazir for 100 days and when your child is born, there's just no way you could do less than 130 days. And in fact, if the child is born near the end of your 100 days, you could, like in my example before, you could do even 100, you know, you could even do 140 days, is my example, instead of 130. And the truth is you get up to like 159 if the child is born on the 99th day, right? Because you need 30 days after, according to Rambam, you need 30 days after the haircutting for the first child. But according to Tosfos, no. If the child is born in the middle of the 100 days, so then those 30 days, you actually can tick the box both for your 30-day commitment for the child being born and the 100-day commitment you made independent of it. So you actually get to get the whole thing done in just 100 days, not 130. You could have overlapping days. So if the child is, you know, 30 days in, the child is born, then day 30 to day 60, or 30 to 59, let's call it, whatever it is, actually is fulfilling both obligations, part of your 100-day commitment and part of your commitment to be a Nazir, which you are being after your child's being born. The only problem is if, say Tosfos and the Rosh, if your 30 days, let's say for the child being born, doesn't fit snugly in, it like overlaps past the end, meaning if it's the child is born more than within 30 days of the end, so then since the 30 days for the child were overlapped, now you can't do it anymore. Now you have to put one on pause and then do the other one, because you have to do a 30-day complete unit as an end of itself, and then you can complete the rest. So that's the point of our Mishnah here, that if the child's born within 70 days, so then you can actually do 100 days total for both commitments. If it's born after 70 days, then so, then you are losing some days, you have to put things on pause, and you have to be in it for a total of 130, but not 140, even if the child is born after 80 days. So the Rambam would say 80 plus 30 plus 30, and Tosfos would say 80, then pause, and then you have to do the 30, and then you have to do the 30 more at the end of that. And then you do, at the end of that, you bring one, according to Tosfos, you bring one haircutting and one set of karbanos. And ostensibly that would be the halacha according to the, for Ashkenazim, who would learn like, would go like Tosfos and the Rosh.